Blocker's with us, round 10. Just a quick text here. Could you ask Blocker if he remembers having an altercation with a bloke on the 89 tour of New Zealand? Gee, long memories here. An uncle of mine told us Blocker gave him a few stitches after a bit of cheek after a Tigers v Manly game. Ask Shannon.
Oh, I can't remember, but, mate, I've been in a few scuffles. Mate, I've copped a few stitches too, don't worry. Snitches get stitches, mate.
See, some long memories there. All right.
89, how long ago is that, Loz? You'd remember 89
what are
better
we
than
coming
me.
Up? What's that? 35 years.
35 years ago? I was a pup.
Jeez, time flies, doesn't it?
When you're having fun. Yeah. I swear, I look across the dinner table at my boys the other day and they're in their 30s. I remember when they were kids. I must have been at a time warp or something. Just yeah. It felt like just yeah. Looking up and there they are. In their 30s. Yeah.
One of your sons, it's his bet in our punters club this weekend, actually.
Is it Liam?
Yeah, it is.
Wonderful young man. They're all good blokes.
They are.
They are good boys.
All right, round 10, NRL, tonight, Dolphins Manly. This game is at Suncorp Stadium. Herbie Farnworth back for the Dolphins after a shoulder injury. Ben Trbojevic is back from a hamstring injury for Manly, though Lachlan Croker's out in concussion protocol. So we've got Carl Lawton there at hooker for the Sea Eagles tonight, coming off that capitulation against the Raiders last week. They are favourites travelling north to Brisbane. $1.74 are the Sea Eagles and -2.5 at the line. The Dolphins are $2.10. I think Manly's having a camp too ahead of Magic Round. I think they're up there for a week or so.
Are they? Sunning themselves.
To incorporate Magic Round next week as well. Bit of a mid-season camp.
Not a bad idea. Can you believe it's round 10?
Unbelievable.
How quick has it gone? Like, unbelievable. It's gone unbelievably quick. Mate, I'm a little bit worried about the Seagulls. I'll tell you why. 20-0 was a great comeback by Canberra last week. Don't get me wrong. They played so well to come back in that game. They led 20-0. Now, if you're going to be a premiership contender and you get 20-0, you're going to make it 30 or 40. I'm a little bit worried. They put the cue in the rack. But anyway, that was last week.
At home.
Who would have believed that the Dolphins would be in fourth position considering the injuries they've had? He is a genius, Bennett. The way that he can get teams up. They want to play for him. Did you see the footage last week when they won in the dressing room? I loved it. He got soaked by the water and all that sort of stuff, and he's dancing. Did you see him dancing? In the chair? Anyway, goes into the press conference, dead man. Just staring into the ether when they ask him a question. But it's completely different. No? So what you see of Wayne Bennett surely isn't the person that we see when he's with his team and all that sort of stuff. They reckon he loves sitting up the back of the bus, Laws, and having a laugh and listening to blokes.
Yeah, he's certainly different to what his perception is, And that's one of his key traits as a coach, the ability to man-manage players and get them all together and get them to play for one another and play for him.
You know what? I noticed what a great bloke he was. And I went to my old mate, one of my Pete's funeral up in Brisbane, and I was on the plane, and I sat next to Wayne Bennett. I'd never met him before, and I was talking to him, and he said, "Oh, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm up for a funeral, blah 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 blah." He said, "How are you getting there?" And I'd never met him before, Loz. He goes, "How are you getting there?" And I said, "Oh, I'll catch a taxi, and get to the thing." It was Peter Jackson's funeral, and I said, "I'm getting a taxi." He said, "No, I'll give you a lift." This is about just a bit. And then we talked. He gave me a lift and talked about footy, and he talked about Jacko. He was at the funeral too, obviously Wayne. But just a bloke like that in that standing to say, "Oh, mate, I'll give you a lift to wherever you're going." And I didn't want to take it, but I ended up did. And, mate, he's a tremendous bloke. And I can understand just by that little trip in a car with him, talking to him just one-on-one, the effect that he has on people. Mate, he's a magnificent fella. But the only bad thing he says to me, he said, mate, I should have coached you and Ciro and all that. He said, if I had a coach, you'd have won a couple of premierships. I said, thanks, Wayne.
As he was getting out.
You really know how to hurt a guy.
As he was getting out of the car.
Who wins?
Manly. Oh, mate, that's the bounce back factor. If they're fair dinkum and they're serious, they've got too much strike, I think. But, mate, the Dolphins, they're playing some good footy. Fourth position at the moment?
Yeah, I think Manly, and I think there's a bounce back from Tom and Cherry Evans with Origin just around the corner. I reckon they're ready to produce their best. Off the back of a poor display, second half last weekend. Raiders were good, but Manly had that game and they lost it.
Miss Olakwati though, don't they?
He's a good player, isn't he? Would you have him in Origin, Loz? On a Kawatu? There you are.
Yeah,
on the bench?
I think he'd be there somewhere, mate.
Pup?
Manly.
Manly all round. Okay, Penrith $1.17. The Doggies $5 plus 14.5. The 6 o'clock game on Fox League tomorrow night. A lot of players know each other, don't they? Very well. Stephen Crichton against his old club for the first time as well. How does this one play out, Block?
Oh, it's going to be a good game, no doubt about that. They're the big improvers in the competition, the Dogs, no doubt about that. But, mate, Penrith, they just choke you to death. You see now, I've never seen a speed of a line when they hem you in a corner. And, you know, usually led by their hooker, Mitch Kenny. Probably doesn't get the raps that he deserves, mate. That bloke gets off the line and sets the standard for Penrith every week when they get you down on your own line. I'd like to see him play a little bit different, the Dogs. I'd like to see him go out and attack with shifting the ball and all that. The only way that you're going to upset that Penrith side is try something different. If you go in mundanely and just play exactly the way you do every week, week in and week out, they'll beat you. So, the Panthers for mine.
Yeah, well, they tried to do it to Melbourne, didn't they? And they played some really good football in that game. This is the Dogs I'm talking about. And they nearly came away with a victory. So, that might be the blueprint to possibly take on Penrith. But there's four players in the Bulldogs lineup that have won a premiership for the Panthers. So, they're coming up against their old teammates. I'm with you, Bock. I think the Bulldogs have been the big improvers this year. But I can't see them beating Penrith at Penrith. Penrith have just got too good a record at home.
Pup.
Panthers.
Yeah, there's a text here that says ambush in capital letters, but I'll be tipping the Panthers here as well. Okay, we go to tomorrow night. Parramatta are $3.15 with Tab. Brisbane are $1.37. The line here is 9.5. Parramatta the plus, and they're generally much better at home are the Parramatta Eels. They get Bryce Cartwright back. Block for this one. No Clint Gutherson.
Yeah,
no
King.
And still no Mitchy Moses as well.
Yeah, no Mitchy Moses.
But no Adam Reynolds for the Bronx either.
Yeah, that's going to be the big test, isn't it, for the Broncos? What's happening with all the injuries to the number sevens in the competition? Is it just one of those things? I don't think the sevens have been more protected, sevens and sixes, in the whole history of the game. But we see to get a plenty of injuries in that regard. But mate, no Gutho. I mentioned before, I went and watched Parramatta play the other week, and I've never seen a bloke on the ball so much. He was everywhere. I've never seen a bloke like that. They'll really miss him. Obviously, they miss Mitch Moses. Too much strike, the Broncos. It'll be a big game, big crowd.
Yeah, I think it'll be tight, but yeah. I think at the back end of the game, the Broncos, with Reece Walsh starring, he'll bounce back.
Did anyone
from
watch
that effort last week?
Anyone watch Payne Haas last week? Was that his first game back?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought he was good, but I still thought he was carrying a. I don't know.
Jeez, mate, that bloke has got an engine. I don't think watching Fords forever. I don't think I've ever seen a bloke with a bigger engine than him.
I know what you mean. Anyway.
He's not off him,
but I think he could be more effective, Payne.
Yeah.
I think he there's work rate.
You're talking about dominating forward packs, aren't you?
Yeah.
You haven't seen him do it?
Well, I see the high work rate.
Yeah, but you haven't seen him dominate like.
Well, I want to see Payne like a Tino or a Fisher Harris.
A killer.
I know they're not different.
Say it.
I know they're all different.
We love killers.
But you know, like
100%.
Like you can go with your work rate.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And you get 200 metres.
Yeah. But.
How
many people did you bust doing your 200 metres?
And that's not burnt harsh. I'm just saying that I love those real strong, aggressive, but Payne is the prototype.
Yeah.
And I think he's one of the best front rowers
Tina.
I've seen.
Yeah.
Payne.
Yeah.
But he's a different style of player, and it's just what you prefer in your team. You know,
So if they both come on the market, Big Tino and Haas come on the market, and they're the same price, who do you buy?
Well, I'm more Tino.
I'm with you. I would buy Tino straight every day of the week.
Where was I, the tip for this game?
Oh, yeah.
Both tipping Brisbane.
Brisbane.
And Pup?
Broncos.
Going the upset. Parramatta.
What's the matter?
Look at their forward pack.
Parramatta.
Yeah, but
look at their bench. Yeah, but we say that every week.
Look at
their,
we say it every week. Hardly a flutter.
They're much better at home. They're about an 8-point better team at home, Parramatta, than they are on the road. And they played well against Manly. They're coming off the bye.
Yeah. Reece Walsh can score 8 points on his own. How good is he? Mm.
Freak. Okay, Tigers night. Scully Park in Tamworth.
I'm going.
Beautiful.
I love it. I love doing the country trips. How good is it? But I also like doing the footy too. Newcastle last week, they did enough to win. I liked their grittiness last week against the Warriors, who made 9 handling errors in the first half, I might add. They're nowhere near the team that they were. And I'm just sitting back waiting. I said it last week. I'm waiting for them to produce what they did last year. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Interesting games. I can't go against the Newcastle Knights. I want to back the Tigers, but gee, I don't know. I just don't think they're playing well enough at the moment. I thought they were poor last week against the Dogs, which was a big opportunity for them. David Armstrong, the Knights fullback. Have you seen him play? I was really worried when Ponga left. I think it's his third game back in, mate. He attacks the football. He's quick. He's always around the footy. He's got great pace. Daniel Saifidi is playing well again. I just think the Knights. I don't know. I want to back the Tigers, but I'll go the Knights.
I didn't give the market out. $1.67 Newcastle, $2.20 the Tigers. Loz.
Jeez.
2.5 is the line.
I'm going to go the Tigers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah. I think Newcastle have been up for the last couple of weeks. The Tigers last weekend. I thought their first half they were pretty good against the Dogs. I think it's a game they desperately need. I don't think it'll be a high-scoring affair. Just got a feeling the Tigers will bounce back.
Come on, Pup.
No, I'm right. Tigers. I'm on right. Tigers. Yep.
Yeah, I feel like bad. I can't. I'm like.
Don't feel bad.
I'm like Jim Carrey in Liar Liar. Like you can't. I can't tell a lie. I've had better.
5:30 Saturday, Fox League. We are at Cogra, Netstrata Jubilee. And the Dragons are $1.48 favourites against the Bunnies, $2.65. The Bunnies plus 6.5. Oh, just an amazing team sheet for the Bunnies. One you would have expected.
They got three rookies in their side.
Two, and they've got Dion Tiopa at halfback, Matt French on the bench. They've got Gehemat Shibasaki's come from, well, he's been playing, and we've seen him in first grade, of course, before. The Townsville Blackhawks, is it? He's been playing with recently, so they've had to call troops from here, there, and everywhere. Mm. So, look, the Dragons, therefore, like this is an opportunity they have to grab with both hands at Cogra, surely.
Well, we'll see how much the Dragons have improved, because this is a game they should be winning.
They're the hard ones to win, I reckon. People always talk about getting up for the big games. That I reckon they're the easy ones to get up for.
Yeah, because I know they've copped a flogging a couple of weeks ago, the Dragons off the Roosters. But there's parts of their game that I like. Like, they're playing tough, even though they're not winning as many games as they'd like to. But this is a winnable game for them. So if they go backwards and lose this game, given the way Souths are going, geez, I think all the goodwill they've built up is no longer there.
Mm.
We'll probably start going, oh, this is the Dragons of old.
Mm.
Me personally, after 9 rounds, I'm sitting here going, the Dragons look to be more competitive.
They look fitter.
They do, yeah.
Don't they? Yeah.
And blokes like Sewer are playing really good football.
Yeah, you can play Sewer.
Latrell back, of course, as well.
Mm. I'm with you. I'm with you, Loz. I mean, you know, Latrell back for the South Sydney side. What Latrell are we going to see? I mean, we're really going to see whether his love for the game and how much he missed it and how he comes back is going to tell us a story about Latrell.
Hmm.
Great player, mate. There's no doubt about that. I've loved watching him over the years. But I'll tell you the truth, I don't really know whether he wants to play. And this will tell me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. He just doesn't give off those vibes he loves the game.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's a great player. No doubt about that.
Yeah. No, I think he's had a bit to deal with. And you know, people will say that he's brought it on himself, but he's had to deal with a lot recently. And I think while it's not ideal to have 3 weeks off, I think you might see a different Latrell.
I hope so.
Starting the season now, I think you'll see a different side to him, and I think he'll put his best foot forward. And I reckon 3 weeks out, he's had a good time to reflect on the season so far, the things that have happened, and right some wrongs for himself. And when I mean, go out there and just concentrate
just
on football. Just try and do my best for the team.
Yeah.
And if he does that, he can take everyone along on a good ride. And, they win a few games. Who knows what they're capable of doing.
The great players or the great backs can win games on their own. Right? He's that sort of player if he's on.
Mm. But everyone else has to do their job too.
Yeah.
You just can't throw it all on the one player.
Dragons.
Yeah, I'm going Dragons, yeah.
Pup.
Dragons.
Dragons all round. Then we go to the big one. Top of the table, Amy Park, Saturday night. It is the Melbourne Storm against the Cronulla Sharks. It is $1.90 a pick. There's a line there of 1.5 with the Storm, the minus. And we see Suafire Longo named to play at fullback with Ryan Pappenhausen, unfortunately suffering another fracture. And, pretty steady as she goes as far as the Sharks are concerned. Of course, no Jerome Hughes as well. So it's Wishart and Munster in the halves there for the Melbourne Storm.
Have you seen
it's a fascinating game.
It's a big game, and big game for the Sharks. They've got to prove that they, over the last couple of years, they've been there and abouts. When it comes to the big boys, mate, they generally falter. Big game for them down there in Melbourne. I don't reckon I've seen anything sadder than Pappenhausen's injury last week. Did you see that?
Oh, it's horrible.
It's horrible, mate. Mm. What has he done? Poor bugger. Yep. I mean, but he'll come back. What is it? Fractured leg?
They're saying 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks. Oh, mate, I can't wait till he comes back. He was playing good footy, but mate, if the Sharks are ever going to do it, this is the big game. If you're talking about belief and believing that you can win the premiership, they need to beat Melbourne this week. Down in Melbourne.
Yeah, and they won't get a better chance to do it without Melbourne, without Pappenhausen and Jerome Hughes. They were just starting to get some football together, Melbourne's spine.
Yeah.
And with those two guys out, I think they'll be competitive, Melbourne, but I just think the Sharks, they'll be up for this game, knowing that a lot of people are talking about possibly having a soft underbelly and we haven't beaten the big teams. This is our best opportunity. Mm. Let's start this block of five games with a strong performance against the Storm, and I think they'll deliver.
What about the new cult hero in the front row for the Sharks?
Hazelton.
Hey? Does he look like scoring? If he scores this week, it's like three games in a row or something?
Yep.
It's good through the middle, isn't it?
Ever been done before?
I think it has. We'll have to. Where's Mitto? We got him on speed line or something?
We'll have to find out.
We'll have to
front
find
row
out.
Is but three in a row.
Three in a row, mate. Mate, I reckon he's going that good. I'll make a prediction right now.
Yeah.
He's going to break 10 tries this season. How good would that be?
Front rowers. 10 tries
in
a year.
10 tries in a year. And there should be an award for him.
Capable.
Both Sharks.
Sharks.
Sharkies.
Pup.
Melbourne.
Melbourne for me as well, mate.
Ooh.
I've got a mate who's made a lot of money off Melbourne when they're around this price.
What price?
$1.90.
$1.90, okay.
As soon as the market sort of wants to go the other way.
He's got a formula.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, now we go to Allianz for Jararea Hargreaves' 300th game for the Roosters.
Wow.
And they're up against the Warriors. And gee, what about the players coming back here for the Chookies? Daniel Tupou, JWH himself, Victor Radley's back, Spencer Lenu, of course, back from suspension. Sean Johnson is there, sorry. But he's been battling sort of that Achilles injury, hasn't he? No, Kurt Capel is out with a calf injury. So the market certainly gravitating to the Roosters here. They're pretty sure. They're $1.27 or minus 11.5 at the line with Tab. The Roosters, plenty of value. The Warriors, you're getting $3.80 head-to-head. And this is getting towards if they lose this block. It's trouble.
They're not playing the football they played last year, are they? No, no doubt about that. They, mate, they took the competition by storm last year.
Well, not since the they smashed the Bunnies, remember? Yeah. They look like world beaters.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about watching them against Newcastle last week in the pouring rain, I might add, which probably takes away the style that they play. There was 9 handling errors in the first half. Mate, you can't win. If you turn the ball over that many times, it's difficult, especially playing away from home. Mate, the Roosters, that's on the other end of the scale. Like, I've been waiting 2 years for them to perform like they did last week. And with all those players back, they're on a roll now, the Roosters. I reckon they'll win this one and win it pretty well.
Yeah, well, the Warriors have lost their last 7 against the Chooks. And Jared's, 300th game?
Mate, that's unbelievable, you know. You talk about Jared Ayne, we talk about front rowers. Yeah. 300 games, but, mate, he's competed in every one of them.
Well, he's the alpha male. Mate, he goes after the opposition, and that's what I love about front rowers.
And I like Lenny back too.
They just go after the opposition, and they put a target on someone, and that's my job today is to get over him and the rest of the forward pack. So that's what I love about that type of front rower. And he's only the 4th Roosters player to play 300, but this is a game that the Warriors need to win. If they play their best football, they're certainly capable. But what the Roosters have done the last few games is found a bit of form, a bit of confidence in their bench. I like the look of their bench with White, Lunu and Terrell May. Mm. They're 3 good front rowers. They've got 5 good front rowers when you look at it, haven't they?
And athletic too.
Yeah.
Hey, Loz, I've got to put it on you now, mate.
Yes.
Tedesco, what do you think? Origin. Who's going to be the Origin?
Oh, he's in a battle.
He's in a battle, mate.
He's in a battle. There's no doubt about that with Edwards.
Is it Edwards?
Your coach in the Origin.
Well, I said I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Are you?
For the, okay. I said last week, this is what I said. Mm. I said, I think Edwards has got his nose in front. And they asked me the question, would I pick Edwards? And I said, listen, the next 3-4 games will tell me. Because with someone like James Tedesco, I think you've got to give him every opportunity because he's been so good for New South Wales and he's a captain. Mm. I think he's been so good for us in the past. So you don't make that rash decision now.
Nostalgia.
You wait and wait and wait and just wait all up right at the death.
But half the audience will be going, mate, I want him to be picked, Tedesco, because of his loyalty and what he's done for New South Wales. I think it's 22 games in a row and being the captain. Like, it's going to be hard to leave him out.
Well, for me, it's either Teddy or Edwards. Tommy plays somewhere else.
Okay. Tommy plays in the centres.
Tommy plays either on the wing or in the centres.
Well, you've shifted in 2 weeks. As I remember you said, if it's not Tedesco, it's probably Tommy at fullback.
I think I said last Friday after that performance.
Yeah, after that, exactly.
He's in the frame. He's got to be in the frame, just with all his efforts. And what I'm hearing is that that's the style of player that Madge is going to pick. Mm-hmm. He's after those effort-based players and... If he's after an effort-based player, you get none better than Dylan Edwards.
Sure.
But I'll give you an opinion in about 3 weeks'
if
time.
If they pick Tedesco and they pick Edwards on the wing.
No, I don't do that.
Edwards is a waste.
No, I'm not playing him on the wing. Edwards is either in the side or he's out.
Mm.
And Tommy will definitely be in the team.
Who's your 14?
14. I haven't really thought about the 14.
Okay, well, I'll give you a week. There's your homework.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Are we all tipping the Roosters there?
Yes.
All of us?
Roosters.
Yep. Okay, we got 60 seconds for our last game here. Gold Coast, $2.20. Cowboys, $1.67. 2.5 the line. Cowboys, the minus. Their defence has been an issue, Block. The Cowboys.
Yeah, it has. Mate, the problem, haven't they leaked some points? But, they've got some blokes who can score points. And, mate, I don't know what my feeling is. The only reason I'm going to go for the Titans is they're playing at home.
I think the Cowboys can play finals. And if they're playing finals, this is a game they should win.
They want to get going.
That's still a strong lineup.
Mm.
Playing away from home. The Titans, just looking their Haas 4 and Chris Randall. Yeah. Compared to Dearden and Townsend, I think the class of their halves get them home. So Cowboys for me.
Cowboys.
We're all Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Thank you, Block.
Good evening and
Thank
bye for
you
now.
Again.
Thank you, boys.
It's been your
financial pleasure to be here. Thank you.